Thank you for calling customer support. This is Dominique. How can I assist you?
I need to cancel my membership.
Okay. May I have your zip code?
76016.
I'm sorry?
76016.
Okay, your first and last name?
Brandy Daniels.
Okay, and did you just place this order?
Yeah, just the other day. But I didn't read the fine print, so.
Okay. Is it possible that it could be under someone else's name?
It wasn't. No, it's under my name. Brandy Daniels, for the name.
Okay, and that is B-R-A-N-D-I?
D-Y. D-Y.
D-Y.
I mean, they just took the money out of my account last month. I mean, that's it. I don't know.
Okay, so I do see it on counting here for you. Lastly, can you verify that shipping address for me?
6514 Green Spring Drive, Arlington, Texas, 76016.
Okay.
Dawn.
Yeah.
Can I get a zebra? I guess you didn't give me that zebra.
I'm sorry. I'm just trying to see why I can't pull the account up.
I ordered something sent like 72 hours ago, and then they took out the money this morning. So,
And you did say it was over 72 hours ago that you placed this order, right?
Yeah, they withdrew the money just today. I mean, I don't know how many hours ago or how many minutes ago or whatever.
Okay, I was just trying to see when you placed the order, because sometimes it takes a minute for the order to generate through the system, but you did say you placed it a couple of days ago. I'm just trying to figure out why I can't find this account.
Oh.
Just give me 1 second. The last thing that I can possibly try to search it by is the first 6 digits of the card number and the last 4. That's the last thing that I can possibly search it by. Because I searched it by your first, yes, ma'am, the first 6 digits of the card number and the last 4 that was charged.
C-539635.
Okay.
And then 3924.
Okay, yes. Nothing is popping up still under your name or under that card. What was it that you had placed the order for?
It was I don't even know what it was. I forgot. It's something that they had, put in the email, but to get it for, just shipping or whatever. I don't remember exactly what it was. Let me see if I can find it. Hang on a second.
Okay.
Way too many emails.
It's okay. Well, I would advise, because I'm still searching by. So I searched by your first and last name, your zip code, as well as your phone number and your card information, and I still don't see anything. So what I would advise, because we didn't charge you anything, what I would advise is for you to contact your bank and let them know that you did contact us. You do see the charges came out, and that when you contacted us, we couldn't find an account under your name where we charged you for anything. And what they would do is they'll be able to ping exactly where that charge came from and reimburse you for that charge.
Okay. There's, what is this? That's just the shipping. That's fine. I'll do that. Because I can find only one thing about it. I mean, it's all right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It was a, let's see, I ordered a purified portable water filter straw.
So it was a straw. Yes, ma'am. We don't service those type of products.
Oh no. Okay.
No, ma'am.
All right then. All right. I will call my bank and see what's up.
Okay. Yes, ma'am. I apologize about that.
That's fine.
You're welcome.
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye bye.
Have a great night. Bye bye.
Okay. Bye.